Greetings. Welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars. I've been talking about all the different flavors and their significance. And the salty flavor is certainly a predominant flavor in our culture. We get much more sodium than we need. And then we add salt to our food on a regular basis. And most salt is heated to about 1400 degrees. The minerals are removed from the salt, and then the minerals are then sold to the vitamin companies. And so I'm encouraging us to go to the source. And one of my favorite archetypal salty flavored herbs are the seaweeds, kelp and dulse and shoni and wakame and hijiki and arame. Of course, it is important to buy seaweeds from clean waters. Lately, I've been buying seaweeds from places like Maine. But, you know, the truth is it's all one ocean. And unfortunately, the entire ocean is getting polluted somewhere. But, you know, do your best. But we also know that seaweeds help to purify the oceans as well. The salty flavor is cooling, softening, draining, and diuretic. When we crave salts, it might really be our bodies saying, you need minerals. So at that certain times of the month, you might say, I need popcorn, I need chips. And it really may be your body saying, you need minerals. So rather than looking for love in all the wrong places, think about sprinkling some kelp or dulse on your food to get the salty flavors. And of course, every household these days has some kind of salt in it. Avoid salt that is bleached white. Think about getting salt that is maybe brown or pink or gray in color. I've been buying more Celtic salt. I like the large crystals of Celtic salt because they're not heated. The smaller crystals are heated, but I also have Himalayan salt in my cupboards as well. The salty flavor can have an effect on our nerves, our kidneys, and bladder. And I know we've heard that too much salt is not good for us, absolutely, but especially when it's refined salt. So less of the refined salt and more of the mineral-rich sea vegetables could be helpful. And if you have a shaker of dulse or kelp on your table, you might find that just using that to flavor your food is a benefit. One thing that I like to do is I have a shaker on my dining room table of milk thistle seed, which is very detoxifying to the liver, black sesame seed, which is nourishing for the kidneys, and 3 tablespoons of Celtic salt. So it's half a cup of black sesame seed, half a cup of milk thistle seed, 3 tablespoons of Celtic salt, and I put it in a little grinder, and I use that to flavor broccoli. And you know what? You're doing wonderful things for your kidneys and liver at the same time. If you crave salt excessively, it might mean your adrenals are exhausted. All the more reason to make friends with the sea vegetables. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.